MTB Cast.
Hey, Eddie O'Day calling in from the Eastern Divide Trail. I guess currently I'm in the Fundy National Park, hike-a-biking up some pretty sweet single track. Maybe not the best bike for it, certainly a heavy bike for it, because I'm going up. But anyways, let's see, last called in from Tatamagooch, probably the funnest town to stay since I left Quitty Vitty, out near St. John's. But anyways, yeah, that was the train town, super cool, with an inn that is train cars, dining cars, etc. The route out of there was really, really nice for another, 30-some miles. Rail to trail, nice, really fine, gravel, smooth, fast. The next town was Oxford. And when I got to there, I had almost a 14-mile-an-hour average, which in bike packing is super sweet. Consider 10 sort of ideal. So 14 is just phenomenal. Stopped in Oxford, found out what Danair sandwiches are. Basically like a gyro. Gyro, however you want to pronounce. But with a condensed milk and sugar sauce. So really sweet sauce. Didn't like that so much. I'd rather have tzatziki. Big calorie, so it's full. That was nice. So I was about 77 miles in at that point, rolled out, and then just Trans-Canadian Trail. Went from amazing to just not fun at all. Full on ATV track again, ruts, really soft and wet, but still rolling along okay. For another, maybe we'll say 10 miles. 10 out of the 50 or so that I was trying to, 55 that I was trying to knock out that day, I'd made a hotel reservation 130 miles out from New Glasgow, which is a little risky, but they're hard to come by these days, hotels that is. So anyways, pushing my luck. And so first, 10 miles of it was okay-ish. And then crossed over a numbered road. I want to say it was 6. Doesn't really matter. I'm still in Nova Scotia at this point. And crossed over a farmer's land. And he was out there giving me the details, showing me how to work the electric fence to get through his property and put the fences back for him. And then he points and goes, "But if I was you, I would go that way." That's not the accent at all, but you get the picture. And he's pointing the other direction back out towards a paved road. He's like, says, "You're going to hit some puddles." Well, that was a massive understatement. I mean, it was just flooded out there. Just the next 5 miles took an hour and a half of just walking, lots of it. A lot of times I'm walking on the edge and kind of wheeling my bike on the edge of the puddles. No telling how deep they are, just full of mud and you can't see anything in them. Reminded me a lot of Florida. Sorry, Carlos. Not a knock. It's just what it is down there. The difference is I didn't have to throw sticks in it, rocks in it to see if there was any gators. It's really just frogs. Through that. And then started riding into the next section. It was a maintained road, which wasn't so bad. Got a mile or so in and got a good look at the first unmaintained section. And it was just more of the same. So that was going to be 10 kilometers, 6.5, 7 miles, more of that. No place to get water. Nothing I'd even consider filtering. Everything was so low and not moving. And given all the issues that I've had already, I was not about to push my luck there. So I backtrack out of that. It's Nova Scotia. I'm scouting. I can kind of do that. As in, this is not an event. I don't have to follow the track and trudge through it necessarily, or unnecessarily. So I backtracked out, jumped on the road, got back into the route, actually stopped at a little bistro, but they weren't serving anything anymore. And it was another rail to trail, down into Sackville, and that thing, mostly fast moving, but still lots of just big standing water puddles on it. Not super fun. So finally, back into Sackville, arrived a little after midnight, hit the car wash at McDonald's, actually McDonald's first, and eating a double quarter pounder while washing my bike. And then into the hotel room where I just had to take absolutely everything out. I put my tent away wet that morning. Everything from my puffy jacket to my silk bag that I sleep in. All of it had gotten wet and nothing dries, in the bags because they're waterproof. So it also holds the water in. And then just everything was just covered in mud. So yeah, trashed that hotel room, unfortunately for them. Left apologies and a tip, and yeah, that was that night. Got a good sleep and moved on.